Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network. Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is your host, Nanny, and we are live on VOC Nation Pandemonium, broadcasting live from the ITR studios from the NetCarrier and Cloud. And without further ado, I will introduce my lovely co-host, the one and only Coach Kev. Kev.
Hey, everybody. I'm Coach Kev, and some of you know me as Coach Kev. So, welcome.
So I know that you just got in. However, we were on I was on VOC Wrestling Nation earlier with the returning Wrestling Marks Eric and King David Wayne. I'm insane, by the way, for deciding that I'm going to do two shows, but I figure If King can do it, so can I. And we are having technical difficulties on the official VOC Nation site. It's streaming crab diving, and while that is an awesome show, I kind of want people to hear us and about our fun times. So I've tweeted out the blog talk link, because usually for Stitcher and iTunes to get the show, you have to wait at least 24 hours or maybe 10 hours, something like that. And I want people to hear us live and immediately and have the choice to call in. So if you could retweet the link, I think I just tweeted it at you. Because otherwise we're just talking to each other.
I just saw it pop up via Rob, so I will re-rob it.
All right. So I got to be truthful with the listeners. There is really no agenda for the show today. I know that we're just going to talk about Warriors of Wrestling and that show, which was phenomenal. And we can talk about other stuff, too. You know, this week in wrestling, all this fun stuff. So, you know, we'll just get right into it. I did upload a video to the official... You're blurry.
I'm blurry. I'm looking at the new Pandemonium banner. I'm blurry.
I'll tell Glenn to unblurify you. I made up a word just now.
I mean, yeah, tell him to get rid of a couple of my chins, too.
I wish that was the case, because I have thunder thighs. There was no thigh gap for the babe bracket. And as always, you could see the dark circles under my eyes. So I wish he could do stuff like that, but I'll ask him. But then people won't recognize you at shows. Have chins. That's like me admitting.
I don't think anybody's going to recognize me this weekend because it's all coming off.
No.
It's all coming off. Everything. Mustache, beard, everything. Even that long streaming party favor hanging from the bottom of my lip.
Oh, no. But I like that the little thing. You know, I damn you.
it's time to, I don't know, it'll grow back, because I get lazy and I don't feel like shaving.
Yes, so we were kind of talking earlier on Wrestling Nation about, you know, this week in wrestling. Eric had proposed an idea of topic on that show, on whether who will be the one to take on Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I do tell people to, you know, not to reiterate the topic on this show, because then what's the sense? You can listen to that on the Blog Talk Radio site right now. But what's your thought on it, Kev? Who do you think, you know, just since I did mention the topic, what's your idea on that?
Fighting Brock Lesnar, which pay-per-view?
Who is going to be the one to finally beat Brock Lesnar? Because he did, you know, he did fight Undertaker. He did break the streak. Who's going to be the one to face him at WrestleMania 31?
Unfortunately, it looks like it's kind of written in stone that Roman Reigns is going to be the one that's going to face him at WrestleMania, barring any additional injury.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan is going to be out of the picture for a long time. He's still having issues with his hand and his arm. He's got numbness. He still hasn't gone for the Tommy John surgery that a lot of people said months ago that he was having. He never had it. They're going to force him to have it because they need to know if that's going to improve his issue. But you might not see him maybe until SummerSlam.
Hmm. Possibly.
So a lot of faces are out of the picture, and unless somehow Lesnar turns face while he has the title, I can only see Roman Reigns being the guy. My backup guy, who I would love to see involved in that, now that they're all gone their separate ways, I would love to see Bray Wyatt involved.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of cool. I know that Rob had called into the show earlier, and he said that he felt like Kurt Angle should beat Brock Lesnar. But I said everyone complains about the same old stuff, and they complain that Brock Lesnar broke the streak, and then you're going to turn around and, you know, no disrespect to Rob, but you know, it's the mindset of a couple of wrestling fans. Of you complain that these people aren't, the newer talent isn't, you know, they could have used one of them to break the streak, and they did not do that. So you want Kurt Angle to come back and beat Lesnar? I mean, it's going to take us back 10 years.
It's not going to happen. There was a rumor out there as late as earlier today that if Kurt Angle did return to the WWE, that he might partner with Paul Heyman. To kind of fill that gap of Brock Lesnar if he decides to leave again after and when he loses the title. But Angle has said himself that he'd rather stay with TNA because of the scheduling. He does not think he can do the 270 to 300 days a year that WWE requires of their guys. And
right.
He would rather re-sign with TNA because just at this point of his career and his age, he's not going to be able to do all that, and it makes sense, and I give him kudos for being honest. So I do not see Kurt Angle at all back in the WWE until they might possibly induct him into the Hall of Fame.
That's a very good possibility. That is a very, very good possibility. Right now, we do have Harry on the line. He's calling from across the pond, and I do try to get him on as early as I can because he has to go to bed. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, Harry.
Hi, Mammy.
Hello.
I wasn't just going to leave it at 2 words. I could have just disappeared then. So how are you guys doing?
I'm going to let Kev answer first.
What was the question?
How are you?
He's
kind.
I'm splendid. Thank you.
That's
yeah.
Good to hear. I mean, I'm
how
you,
are
man.
You?
Of course, I want to know
how are you? How are you, Harry?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that I didn't call in early on, I thought I had to sort of clear that up. I'm not avoiding your question, by the way. I mean, the fact that Hicks is no longer around, I'm no longer around on a Wednesday, this just makes this day a hell of a lot better. I'm awesome, Manny.
Well, Brady did call into the show earlier, and I had joked because I was running late that Brady tried to lock me up, but, you know, I escaped. And, you know, I might press charges, but, you know, whatever. So did you want to weigh in on this whole thing about who might beat Brock Lesnar?
Who might beat Brock Lesnar? Well, I can't have a Rusev taken. I can't have Kurt Angle that's taken. This is an interesting one. So, you know, when I was listening, I mess around, I couldn't actually call in, I was busy. You know, it's not anything to do with Hicks, but I was thinking at the time at The Undertaker, you know, stupid thought popped into my head. I thought, you know, he lost at WrestleMania, why not get his revenge, yada, yada, yada. But then that sort of went away. But then the idea came into my head, you know, they're throwing around ideas of, you know, trying to tease The Rock coming back again. You know, he's back for good, remember? You know, he said that, 2 years ago? He's never going away again. You know, I'll throw The Rock out there. It's a not likely instance, but neither is Kurt Angle. So, you know, there's my out-of-the-box pick.
That's interesting. Very interesting. I think it's interesting. The whole thing is, I know a lot of people were complaining about, you know, Raw this week, and I know Eric had mentioned, you know, how do people feel that the title isn't on every pay-per-view or it's not on every Raw, and people seem to forget that back in the day, and I've said this before, back in the day, I mean, you know, back in my day, you know, when I was a wee lad, you know, the title wasn't always on Raw, you know. It wasn't on Raw. You know, Hulk Hogan wasn't always on. Whoever was the champion wasn't always on. The pay-per-views, yes, but the pay-per-views were also very far apart. You know, something that, you know, Kev always mentions that he'd rather it be spaced out than have one every month. But that's a different story. But I
and
know.
Even then they weren't defended because on Survivor Series, Hogan would have his team. He wouldn't defend it, so the belt would not be defended at Survivor Series. and sometimes the Royal Rumble wasn't defended because sometimes he was in the Royal Rumble.
Right. Right.
So,
didn't that happen with, like, Hogan and Andre with a battle royal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hogan's a two-time winner of the Royal Rumble. So that tells you right there two times he didn't defend the title during that pay-per-view. At minimum two times.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I know people are complaining and stuff, but I don't know. I just like watching the actual wrestling. I don't really care about the story. I do care about the storylines to some extent, but as long as people are wrestling and putting on a hell of a match, I mean, I can't really complain. That's another thing when we go to the indie shows. I mean, you know, they act as if there's always going to be new people at those shows, and that's a great thing to do so people become interested. And what they do is they'll have, like, maybe three-second promos. They'll have, like, a pre-show before kind of catching everybody up because, let's face it, I mean, X-Pac was there this past Saturday. There were new faces in the crowd that had just gone to see X-Pac, and this happens with a lot of the times that they bring these legends in or these old-timers in. And, you know, that's a smart thing to do with that. And I forgot where I was going with this. As nicely as I'm speaking, I forgot.
Value.
Right, right.
It's just like the rant I had last week. If you watch wrestling for what it is, it's entertainment. You want to see athletic ability and entertainment. If you're watching it for storyline and wanting your favorite guy to be the champion, then you're watching it for the wrong reason. It's not going to happen the way you want it to happen because it's, again, I hate to use the line, they do what's best for business because it's all about entertainment and athletic ability. That's the guys who stick around are the guys who are athletic and can entertain the fans for 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is, or a three-minute promo. The guys who get cut are the guys who just are not good at both aspects of the business.
I mean, that's another thing.
You say about being best for business.
I hate using that term.
You say about being best for business, though. One thing that sort of we've all really forgotten about. You know, it doesn't matter if the guy's not there, if the champion's not there. If you look at it from the point of view they're probably looking at it, how much are you paying for this network again? I mean, it's not all that much. I say you because I cancelled mine when they postponed our release date for here, and I think we're the only people that don't have it yet. But you're only paying $9.99, so, you know, they can withhold a champion from you. And I do apologize for cutting you off, Nanny.
You didn't cut me off. I talk all day. I don't, you know, I don't consider that being cut off.
No, he's got a point, though. It's a very valid point. You're paying $9.99. Stop bitching and complaining about everything. I mean, it's just like, if you don't feel like watching it, it didn't cost you anything because you're already paying $10 to watch everything else that the network has to offer. And you can go back and watch it whenever you want at your leisure, at your speed. So really, stop bitching. And were we bitching 25, 30 years ago when Hogan defended the title five times a year? No. Why? Because Hogan cut promos weekly. So he kept you entertained and interested, and you couldn't wait until he defended the title, and you just kept you on the edge of your chair. That's why the wrestlers from that decade were such better entertainers than they are now, because they owned the microphone. Not just the ring and the crowd, they owned the microphone.
What are your thoughts, Harry?
Well, I can't really top that. I mean, the man has got the palm. He's got the truth in the palm of his hand. I mean, they had everything back then. They could do everything. Now, you know, come on, you look at a guy and say, oh, he's a great talker, you know. Oh, that guy's great in the ring. Oh, but he's not so great a talker. You know, they can't have everything these days, you know. And then, like I said, I can't really top what he said. He's got it spot on. Sorry, it's late. I'm not very insightful.
You know, and people complain about Daniel Bryan had to wait so long to get a championship shot the way that he did, that he actually won it. And meanwhile, to me, it's WrestleMania 30. You know, the road to WrestleMania was a little tough, but I mean, he won the championship at WrestleMania 30. I mean, what's bigger than that? I think that that's actually better than him winning it at, say, Night of Champions. You know, when he did win and it, you know, they took it away from him or whatever. Night of Champions or SummerSlam, I forgot which one it was. But, you know, I think it was better. I thought it was better. I don't know. And I had said it even then that he wouldn't be champion until WrestleMania 30.
It means more. WrestleMania is that's the epic flagship pay-per-view. And it's one of the founding fours. And that's it. That's the mecca. You know, Guerrero Monsoon used to say it all the time. It's the mecca of sports entertainment. And for him to win it at WrestleMania 30, I don't care what he does for the rest of his career or if he does nothing for the rest of his career. That will be the moment he'll remember for the rest of his life, no matter what else he does.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. So, Harry, what else are you thinking tonight? I know that you're it's a little bit late there. You're about to go to sleep once you hang up on us because it is late there, and that's in order. But what else did you want to discuss?
There was one. I nearly lost it for a minute there. I was just thinking about how I was going to go to sleep listening to In the Room, and that would definitely send me to sleep. But did you have a chance to see the DLC that has been announced for WWE 2K15?
Yes, I did. And what's kind of funny is that my brother had showed me a text from his friend, and his friend is very... He's very angry. He's a very angry individual, and when he plays video games with my brother, you know, they play Street Fighter, they go to the tournaments in hipster Brooklyn, and this kid doesn't watch the current stuff at all. He's just kind of all about Sting being back or being in the WWE and what they could do. But other than that, he's strictly ECW, WCW, you know, two things that don't exist anymore, so you could just imagine. And he texted my brother this long-winded thing. You know, if Bret Hart's not in this game, we riot. And, you know, people are really clamoring for Fit Finlay. You know, Fit Finlay's family isn't even going to order the game that he's in it. And, you know, all this stuff. But it's kind of cool that they do have Lex Luger in there. You know, they have some of the old school guys from WCW in the WCW pack. But I just thought it was so funny how this kid went off. Let's put it this way. This kid brings his – I think he's actually with my brother right now. I think he's over playing video games with him. He wrote this text message and so angry, and he'll play with him and he'll bring his own controller when he plays video games with him so he can throw it, and he's broken controllers. You know, he would bring his own hard drive so they play Xbox. He's ripped it out of the Xbox. You know, he's done all the, like, he punches himself in the face. Like, this isn't a normal kid we're talking about. And I think he's 25, something like that. Yes. I can go on. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to say his name, but, you know, it is kind of funny. And this text message, now that I said how this kid is, this text message read, you know, I bet people are really clamoring for Fit Finlay, because he was really mad that, you know, they didn't put as many old guys in the game as they had in the past. You know, Scott Hall is not in the game, supposedly. And, you know, there's a couple of people in the game that haven't been in the games for a while. But then again, if they put everyone in the games that you want, what's the reason for getting the next one? They have to kind of spread it out.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and this kid will probably bite his controller, but what are you going to do? And I want to play with them, and I'm gonna pick Fit Finlay. I'm picking him. It's going to happen. I'm going to deliberately play with them and pick Fit Finlay.
I definitely suggest playing from another room, possibly online, just for your own safety. But
No, I want to see this. I want to have a camera on me. I need to tape his reaction for the sake of pandemonium, you know, not for my own shits and giggles. Oops, I cursed. But, you know, I need, you know, it's just for the show. I just want to torture him for the show. You know, I'm not maniacal or anything.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. We'll vouch for you there. But before you obviously let me go and carry on on that topic of the DLC, I wasn't a big fan of the fact that, you know, the Mark Henry thing and the Orton Christian thing. Yeah, they were great rivalries. But, you know, if it was down to the two of you, who would you put in instead for the? Okay, so you got the two, you got two free spots for a rivalry or a guy's championship run. So you can play as that. You can do like the last 2 years for their story, right? What would you put in there instead of the Orton Christian one and the Mark Henry one?
See, I don't even know. I mean, it's just Mark Henry. I hate to say it, and I know I'm going to get some backlash for this. Was never really a fan of Mark Henry.
Neither am I.
I mean, it's kind of. I don't know. He bores me, and the only time I feel like he was interesting was when, you know, X-Pac dressed as Mizark. That was the only time I found Mark Henry interesting, and it wasn't even Mark Henry. But I mean, it's kind of cool that you have access to Howard Finkel and, you know, Jimmy Hart, Bobby Heenan, Paul Bearer, Sensational Sherry, Sid Vicious, as well as Sid Justice, you know, and stuff like that. But I don't know how I feel about this Mark Henry thing. Maybe they should have used Finley for that, seeing how he went from WCW to WWF, having a midget by his side, you know, not being the father, all that fun stuff. Why not? Fit Finley. I'm going to get the shirt.
He actually was the father. It was Vince.
I mean, Bam Bam's in it. Bam Bam's in it. I mean, you know, it's kind of cool. I don't know how I feel about the modes, and I don't really play them so much. I played the Attitude Era mode. You know, I did the Road to WrestleMania, the rest 30 years of WrestleMania, but I don't know how I feel about these.
Well, if you don't want them, you don't have to buy them.
And Kev may not know what we're talking about now, but he will, because I'm going to make him play. Actually,
nah.
Kev, when this kid comes over, right, and, you know, maybe I'll play with him and my brother when they get together, you come with me, and you could pick Fit Finley.
No.
I'll teach you how to play. I'll teach you how.
I have no patience for video games.
Neither do I, but I'm still this big video game guy. I'm almost as bad as this kid you're describing, Nanny, so I don't bite the controller, but I'm close enough.
I mean, he beats himself in the face with it. He calls himself names. Like, you know, my brother is cut from the same cloth as me, obviously. But, you know, the people that he's friends with, it's very interesting. It's just very, it's a mess. Very entertaining.
Cut from the same cloth. We didn't get a chance to make a Muppet joke there.
He's not a Muppet, but, you know, it's kind of good that he's not, because he's a normal height for a gentleman, and, you know, it's good. It's definitely, we have, he's a lot funnier than me. He's a better-looking sibling, and if he had his own show, people would not listen to me anymore, because he's definitely better at that aspect. Like, you know how people have sibling rivalry? It's like the opposite. I'm like, no, he's cooler. Like, people want to hang out with him. And once they meet him, that's it. So you're having that PS4. Before I let you go, a little shameless plug for you. You're doing the PlayStation 4 tournament, right? And I believe Bruce is involved. And I don't know if Eric, the host of VOC Wrestling Nation, has a PlayStation 4, but maybe I could rope him into that. And when does that start?
Starts on December 1st at thegreatentertainmentnetwork.com. It'll be streamed live through there whenever matches are on. And if you want to get involved, that's harry@thegreatentertainmentnetwork.com. Send an email to there. And like you said, it's PlayStation 4 only.
And
thanks
good.
For letting me plug it.
No problem. I mean, it's relevant to what we're talking about. I got this. I might be a terrible host, but I know how to, you know, segue things. But so thank you for staying up late with us. And you better be going to sleep now, remember. You better not tweet us or make it too obvious that you're still awake. Everyone could follow you at Instant Classic H. You think that since I yeah, I see it every day, but, you know, sometimes I forget. And, yeah, check out his PlayStation 4, his little tournament that's going on. I believe you could win prizes. You can win, what, a trophy, and they could win Brady Hicks. Right? You could win Brady Hicks. You could win a panda. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, terrible.
I'm trying.
I know he is.
Away.
That's why it's a good thing he's gone. he is terrible. That's why it's good he's gone, Kev.
Oh, no. The rebellion.
Don't worry, if
you
get in trouble,
started.
Just blame me. Come on.
Yes, yes. No, I take blame. I don't care. But, yeah, thank you for calling in. We are late for a commercial break. So thank you again, Harry, as always, for calling in and staying up late on Wednesdays. We'll talk to you next week.
Wow.
I heard somebody getting tortured. The number is 855-862-7234 to get in touch with the show. It is toll-free, so we're paying for you to speak to us. You don't have to pay to talk to us, which is amazing. That's an awesome deal. You can follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation, at Muppet, at Damage Athletics. On the other side of this commercial break, I promise we'll get into Warriors of Wrestling from this past Saturday. Not really getting into results, I don't think, because that's not fair if people want to watch the DVD, even though this stuff is on the official Warriors of Wrestling website. But we will get into it, and so hang on. Other side of the break, we'll take more of your calls. We'll, you know, pandemonium, running wild. So stay tuned.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartee.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio. Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the end cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
And we are back on VOC Nation's Pandemonium, streaming live on VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com, although we are having some technical difficulties with the site. As much as I love crab diving and I want you to support all VOC Nation shows, we are live right now, so it's kind of cool to have people call in and into the live show and share their thoughts with us. You can follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation, at Mupith, at Damage Athletics. And we did go to an independent show over the weekend, but we will get to that in a few minutes. I know we do have Rob on the line. Kev, your favorite person, Mr. Rob.
It's Rob.
Again.
What's up, guys?
So I guess you're going to be like my new best friend that I talk to you twice on Wednesdays.
Yeah, why not?
We're best friends now. That's it.
Damn right.
Hope you have dialogue. Don't be like DJ Repeat.
Oh, no. Let me try. That's why I'm trying not to do that. I know that some people don't listen to Wrestling Nation, but they listen to Pandemonium, and then there's people that listen to Wrestling Nation, and then they're like, hey, you know, screw this broad. I'm not listening to her again later on. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's good to have people on both shows, so that's good.
Nope. You know what? If they say screw that broad, then it, you know what? They're lost.
They don't know. They don't know.
Oh, no.
They don't know you.
What don't they know? Yeah.
What,
right.
What don't they know? Do you, really? Okay, I'll let them know. Because if you call now, 855-862-7234, you can, for free, on our dime, not yours, speak to the defending, reigning 2014 VOC Nation Babe Bracket Champion. That's right.
It's a babe bracket, not a broad bracket.
That's right.
Although that could seem
damn right.
That could be disputed, but I won't get into that. All positive things on the show. Positive.
Yeah.
You know, the definition for Pandemonium is kind of almost negative, but it's like an uproar and craziness. But they did use it a lot in wrestling when, I mean, it wasn't really that pandemonium. I mean, Gorilla Monsoon used to throw the word around like nothing. Jim Ross kind of picked and chose some great times to use that term, but, you know, it's a babe bracket. I'll say that. That's the only thing I'm saying. So, Rob, what's going on with you in Jersey at 8:07 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday?
Well, I am waiting for a 9 p.m. Eastern to happen so I can watch Impact Wrestling. So that'll be pretty cool tonight. I got a few indie shows that are coming up this weekend for all the out-of-staters out there that are listening. Bruin, Illinois, this Saturday and Sunday. Shimmer Women are going to have their shows, Shimmer 67 through 70, Saturday and Sunday. Go to Shimmer Wrestling. blogspot.com for info.
Okay.
Let's see. This Saturday, Thompson, Georgia, Fall Brawl 4 featuring Shane Helms, Mr. Huge, Devin Nicole, and Shine Wrestling Sue Young. It's going to be
Young.
She's
adorable.
Love her.
Kev,
she's awesome.
Yeah.
Sue Young is really, really cool.
My favorite power ranger.
Yeah, for ticket info, call 706-986-9445. All right, where am I going? All right, here we go. Sorry. This Saturday, Frederick, on Saturday, I believe morning, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Tidewater Comic Con will have Bullet Club members Luke Gallows and Amber O'Neill. They'll have former WCW star The Maestro. The Stro himself will be there, and many more.
Oh, he's from
BOC. Yep. And also Frederick, Maryland, on that same day, you'll see Bullet Club members Luke Gallows and Amber O'Neill again for Maryland Championship Wrestling. You'll see Lita, Ron Simmons, Bob Holly, Mandy Leno, and many more.
Oh, very cool. Very, very,
yeah,
very cool.
A lot of good shows this weekend. I sent you, Nanny and Coach Kev, info on Jersey shows coming up this weekend, too. So let them know about that. I sent you a twit longer. And that's about it.
You missed one. You missed one. Very disappointed.
Uh-oh. What did I miss? I think I'm probably to blame for this, but go ahead, Kev.
What about Saturday night in Brick, New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sent you the info for that already.
Oh, well, you don't have to send it to me. I'll be there. Jersey Chase.
All right, well, you know what?
Live from Brick, New Jersey, featuring Mick Foley.
Okay. All right, then I'll say it. I'll say this. This Saturday, Brick, New Jersey, Jersey Championship Wrestling. We'll have the hardcore legend and WWE Hall of Famer, real Mick Foley, in the house. It'll be a great show. Go to jerseychampionshipwrestling.com for the info. And I'll throw this out, too, since I'm already in the zone for it. This Saturday, Voorhees, New Jersey, at the Flyer Skate Zone, Combat Zone Wrestling is back for their annual Tangled Web event, which is going to feature the main event, Devin Moore versus the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, in the Tangled Web Deathmatch. Do not miss it. I tell you, I'm so glad hardcore wrestling's back legal in New Jersey again. Thank God.
God knows what else is going to be legal soon.
No comment.
No comment either. That's too easy. I'll have a heyday on that all day.
I'll behave myself. I've behaved myself all day. I'm going to try to continue that whole good behavior thing.
Stay PG.
You know, I'm trying. I already said a curse on this show.
What?
Yeah.
No, don't kid. No joke.
Yes. Anything else before I let you go, Rob?
No, just if you're all in that area for those events, go to it because they're going to be wild as hell. I hate the fact that I'm not going to be able to make any of the events this weekend, but I'll get to an event soon as I can. I want to go to Cage of Death. That'll be in Voorhees, New Jersey for Combat Zone in December. More info for that coming soon, though.
I always get worried about the December shows just because of all the snow and stuff. I know that last year when I went to Jersey Championship Wrestling with Kev in, what was that, January? End of January. It was like a mess. It was just all snowy and stuff, and Kev braved bridges and stuff to come get me in Staten Island and then drove all the way back to Jersey, and there were just mounds of snow. And now come to think of it, I should have put people in those mounds of snow.
It was crazy in February for me. Me and my brother went up to the Skate Zone to watch WSU wrestling, the female version of CZW, and I got to see all my friends and stuff there. And coming home was just like, if you didn't drive like a snail, you were in trouble because the roads were icy. It was snowy. It was nuts.
That's why I'm like, I think of the winter shows and I'm like, ice skating and wrestling, let's do this, because I think of the parking lots, because I seriously almost busted my ass in the parking lot for JCW. I went out for a cigarette and I just, my butt, and nobody was out there, thank goodness. That was one of the times that JT did not come out with me. I kind of snuck out when I went to the bathroom, and it hurt my butt. And then we had to sit on a stage for an hour, and that was fun. But
I'm sorry to hear that, but I got news for you. When my brother and me went this past February to WSU, we had to wait outside in the Flyer Skate Zone in the cold during one of the hockey matches that was going on. And it was a children's hockey event. And we were, every time one of the kids would slam up against the wall or we'd see a fight break out, everyone that was there waiting to get in to see the WSU event, any time a violent breakout happened in that hockey rink, all you heard the fans from WSU go, CCW, CCW, just flip out. Oh, my God, it was funny as hell, and it was so awesome.
You ain't on the line? I guess you got no pull.
Oh, no.
No. What happened was when you go to the event, you got to go through an ice rink, and there's like another ice rink like a wall over. You go through there, and the ring was set up, and everything was set up on the other side. It was heated and everything. Everybody was able to go in there. But standing outside, waiting to get in while watching a hockey game in cold, and you're wearing leather like I was. I was wearing a leather coat and stuff, and I was barely like covered because I thought it would be warm inside, which I was wrong. Oh my God, it was nuts just sitting there, standing there watching a hockey game. It was the first hockey game I ever saw live right before going in to see the event. It was cool.
Literally cool.
Just hearing the fans chant CZW and WSU whenever something happened with those kids was just like, oh man, talk about putting kids over. This is crazy.
Oh no, yeah, that's out of hand. Some good stuff right there.
That's respect. That was really cool. I liked when they did that.
I don't know about respect. I mean, I guess, you know, people chant for different things. Well, I know that when I'm out and I'm having a burrito, which is a lie because I can't eat those things in public, but if I did, I would chant for my burrito to be ready.
I do that once a week.
I would be screaming for mine to be ready if it wasn't ready yet.
I go to Taco Bell, I get my Frito burrito. I chant Frito
burrito. I don't eat burritos either.
Chalupa.
sound like Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, no.
Funny guy.
All right, Chicos. So I think we need to take another commercial break. I'm trying to be good at this whole host thing. So,
you're
Rob,
doing good.
I'm trying. I'm a little frazzled from today, but I'm trying.
Oh,
my
good. You'll get used to it.
I'll get used to it. I mean,
having fun, that's the important thing.
Oh, yeah. King was talking about wrestling for 3 hours straight, and he was acting before. I guess he forgot, but, I mean, you know, for sometimes when he would cover for Kev when he was first opening his store, he would be on for 3 hours when we didn't, you know, merge the two together. So, you know, perhaps if King could do it, I'm going to try to do it. I mean, and now it's just going to become an ego struggle of, well, King did it. I can't not do it, you know, kind of thing.
Just do it.
Healthy push, a healthy competition. But, Rob, thank you for calling in and letting us know what indie shows are going to be in the area and out of the area and, you know, all good stuff, all wrestling. Support indie wrestling, right?
Damn right. That's what I always do. They're the best. Right. Y'all take care. I'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Bye-bye, guys. God bless.
Hey, you want me to lead you to commercial?
Oh, no. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'll be good, I promise.
I know you'll be good.
I promise. Okay. When Nanny and Coach Kev return, we'll talk a little Warriors of Wrestling. We'll take some more calls at 855-862-7234, as always, on our dime and not yours. But without further ado, here's a word from our sponsors.
Ooh. This is Zelo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey, guys. Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed, as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself, and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential
from Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential, weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, VOC Nation Radio Network.
I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And we are back on VOC Nation's Pandemonium, streaming exclusively on VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com, although we are not streaming from there right now. I believe that Wrestling Nation is actually streaming on there right now. So you can listen to that later. That was the return of Wrestling Marks Eric, King David Lane, and myself, because I am crazy and I love chaos, so I'm doing two shows on Wednesday, so that should be fun. I am joined by Coach Kev.
Yeah.
My buddy in real life, right?
That's right.
My buddy. So that's a good way to bring this in. We attended Warriors of Wrestling on Saturday. Again, special thanks to Joey Bellini, Joey B, of Warriors of Wrestling, who always welcome Kev, Damage 365, and Pandemonium. Was an incredible show, I think.
I agree. A top five show for them in the pretty much 2 years, two calendar years that have been going. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, especially the ladder match.
Yes, the ladder match was, and for anybody that's interested, I know that I took some video, which is kind of funny, and I put an excerpt of that video on the official Pandemonium page on VOCNation.com. You could check that out. I didn't add all of the photos yet. I have a couple photos with Kev that we took because I thought maybe Glenn could make a new graphic, but it's kind of funny, the photos that you and I took, and we'll see what he can do with them to, you know, kind of emphasize that hilarity in the diner afterwards. But I did have fun at Warriors of Wrestling with you and JT. And what's kind of funny is that if you do watch the video I uploaded to the official Pandemonium page, you can hear Kev doing what I'm going to call commentary. I'm going to call it that. Check it out. I'm laughing, and I was there, so I could just imagine what people will be doing when they do watch it. But, you know, check that out because it's very entertaining. The match itself was amazing. And again, that's a video from the Money in the Bank ladder match. That was Chris Steeler versus Logan Black versus Shachi versus Dirtbag Dan versus Aaron Stride versus Rude Boy Riley. and incredible match. I thought it was awesome, and you actually hear us on the video. I'm taking the video with my phone, and you kind of hear me gasping and stuff, and I think I let out a "by God" because I am that person.
Possible.
So, but that's not as entertaining as what Kev was doing. I really can't contain myself, and I'm sorry. I think I cracked. I think this is the beginning of that nervous breakdown we all thought that I was having or am having. But it was something to be seen, so definitely check that out on the official site. Check out the DVD on warriorsofwrestling.com. It comes out. I'm not sure when. I think it's $15. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, warriorsofwrestling.com for that.
$15.
$15.
Oh, wait, for the DVD? Wait, there's a DVD? Are you talking about the DVD?
Yeah.
$12.
Oh, even better. So, yeah, it was a really, really good... I thought it was a great card. Saw a lot of familiar faces that we were in, since we were in Staten Island. Tommy and Brian of Seduto Signings, big event in New York there. And what's kind of funny is that when I saw them and I was talking to them, that was the point in the night that X-Pac came out. So I kind of missed half the match because I was so... It's always when it's the talent brought in, the veteran or it's always when that happens that I see somebody I know or someone that decides they want to know me comes over and starts talking to me, because the same thing happened with Jake Stink Roberts at JCW last year. But, I kind of missed a little bit of the match, and I guess, I don't want to say, I'm not even going to say it because it's not my place, and positive stuff on here, not negative. I do know a talent from that match tweeted an apology to the fans that he's only apologized 5 times in his career for a match he was in, not really being so fantastic, and... I don't know. I honestly, what I saw from it, it was fine. So I can't even speak negatively about it at all. But I was kind of jumping up and down for people. And like I was telling, Harry before, and like I was mentioning to you, Kev, before, the way that they put these things together, especially Joey B, class act, of course. They put these things together where it's like, if you're only going to see the person that you brought in, the former WWE or former TNA or former ROH talent, they catch you up to speed on what's been going on anyway, which is pretty cool because this is my second show that I've been to, right? Second show. So they kind of catch you up. They do a little promo in the beginning. They kind of, they don't really have videos up. But I really enjoyed the show, but like I said, I kind of missed part of that matchup, and I was gasping the whole time. I was, but what's kind of bad, and this kind of shows my age a little bit, these guys are significantly younger than us, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh my God, they're going to get hurt. I don't know why that happened to me. I don't know if it's because I turned 30 or what, but I'm thinking to myself, these guys are like younger than my brother. And, oh, my God, they're going to get hurt. And, oh, my God, there's so many ladders. And that doesn't really come to mind usually. So I don't know what is going on with me as far as that's concerned. But I kept thinking, oh, no, this one, he looks like he's going to start bleeding. And I don't know what happened to me. I don't know.
Oh, she's grown up.
I'm grown up. This is terrible. And I don't know if it's because I was a person of what.
Very eyes.
But the thing is that it wasn't even, I've seen my friends wrestle. I have people, I have friends who wrestle, and I've never gotten worried about them when I've seen them in the ring. Maybe I'm just an asshole of a friend. Well, whoops.
No. Whoa. Beep.
Whoa. Maybe I'm a jerk of a friend. That's the first time I ever said that word on the show. And whoops, I guess we're going explicit this time. Again, second week in a row. Joey B is going to be like, what the hell? Who am I letting in? Like, who, this little girl, what the hell is she doing? She's roping Kevin into stuff. Kevin's a good dude. you know, she's poisonous. But they're not going to let you hang out with me anymore, Kev.
It's the first thing that comes to his mind is Kevin's a good dude.
Yeah, Kevin's a good dude. Yeah, that's for sure. Kevin's a good dude. But, you know, I never worried about my friends who were wrestling while they were wrestling. And they've done the whole tables, ladders, and chairs thing. They've done all sorts of crazy stuff, you know, ladders, cages, you know, moonsault or cages, all that fun stuff. And I never really worry. But I'm looking at these kids, and I'm like, what's going on? What? Oh, my God. They're going to get hurt. You know, there's no ambulance here like the last time. What's going on, you know? So, but I thought it was great. You know, we saw a couple of people. I think, who is it? Talon is actually from Ludus, where he also wrestles at Ludus and Pro Wrestling Syndicate. I might be lying. I'm lying and I'm cursing on the show. I'm just
Oh,
terrible.
My God. Total package.
Oh,
cursing liar.
I know, it's terrible. And then I liked the tag team match was great. I know you were excited that whole time.
Yep.
With Fala and Harley and what's the guy? The Funky Monkey.
Funky Monkey.
Yeah, you love him. This guy walks around and it's great. He comes out in his face paint and he comes out and he yells like this noise, and he smacks himself in the head, and then he lets the fans smack him in the head, too. He walks all around the ring in the beginning of the show, and he lets people smack him in the head. I think that's fantastic. What does he yell? Blah? Bah? Bah.
Bah.
And he has a shirt with it saying bah on it, and his name is Fala. I have to find all these guys on Twitter. I do, because it's so interesting. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm cracking up. It was a very entertaining show. I do recommend it to everybody that they do go see Warriors of Wrestling on Staten Island. It's usually, what is it? It's usually outside in the summer and inside in winter. And I think they're doing a wrestling school too, right?
Yes, they are. They're doing it in Fun Station USA where they have their shows. They're just a different part of the development in there, and they do their school, and they also offer in conjunction with Fun Station, they do kind of like if you want to do like a birthday party or a graduation party, but you want it to be like a wrestling party, you can do a special package with that too. So it's pretty cool. I mean, they're very good. They're very good with the public, with the community of Staten Island.
I do have to say, I know I have the issues with my neck, and you can see where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you see where I'm going. I was actually considering it. I know GT was saying it, but
he considers everything. He's a knucklehead.
Yeah. JT is. For those of you that don't know, you should know. JT is Kev's co-host, sort of, on Sundays at 6 p.m. on Spreaker.com/damage_athletic. What?
He's my Brock Lesnar of co-host, my part-time co-host.
Yeah, he's the part-time, he's the Rock. Well, is he that cool? Is he that cool? All right, so JT is... What is he, 6'1", 6'2"? I think he was less than me. He decided he thinks he's going to do the Warriors of Wrestling School on, I think isn't it Wednesdays? I think it's Wednesdays.
I think so.
That might be, actually, I could, this is where I'm going with this. I know I have neck issues and stuff, but you only live once, right? Yeah. Right? You know, I'm cool, YOLO. That kind of thing. I'm never saying
that.
Oh,
God,
I am never. You know what? I take that back, and I will take this whole episode down and just scrap the entire thing just to edit that out, because that was just. I know I'm uncool and stuff, but whoa, that was just terrible. But you know, I think that it would be kind of cool to at least maybe a little bit. You know, I've had some training in the past, but I kind of want to go.
Well, you know what? I'm sure, you know, it's probably not like something they advertise, but I'm sure that they have if maybe if you didn't want to wrestle or maybe you wanted to take some light training, but kind of be a valet. But you can have some light wrestling training, and you can kind of be almost like a sensational Sherry. You come down there, you make yourself heard and seen, you yell a little, but then when push comes to shove, you know, you knock somebody right out.
I almost feel like it would be kind of cool to be like a dirty referee. You know, you know what? People are going to take this whole the wrong way. But, you know, like the NWO ref, you know, Nanny World Order ref. But, you know, I don't know. I think it would be kind of cool to get involved somehow. I don't think I would do the whole valet thing because they're kind of objectified, even if they're not in scantily clad clothing and stuff. And I feel like that wouldn't be me. But not to be a wrestler or anything, although I'm sure, you know, people have said in the past they would love to see me wrestle. I would like to train a little bit just to do it. Like, it would be kind of fun.
I guarantee you'll be in phenomenal shape. I'm serious. What they put their bodies through, how can they not?
You're trying to say you're not in phenomenal shape now? The girl that told you to crop the photo of Xbox because I had a belly in the photo? Is that what you're saying?
That was all you. I didn't see nothing. The only thing I saw was a wrinkle.
X-Pop turned to me and said, is it okay? Is it all right? You know, how are the photos? You want to take them again? And I just said, I just have to crap out my stomach.
Oh, my God.
Who says that? I do. That's me.
As I'm woofing down a hamburger. You know? You're like, well, take a picture as I'm woofing down French fries.
I was no better. I definitely was no better. So a little bit of the card. We should talk about the card a little bit. I've been looking forward to this all week because we didn't even discuss it through text messages. And then we were hanging out with Richie DeGreg afterwards.
Yeah.
And things got kind of out of hand.
It's our after card diner. Experience. It's always fun, and I always look forward to going back to Staten Island and eating some good food, you know, that I really just can't get over here by the shore. It's just not the same. I don't care what people say. The bread, nothing's the same. Burgers, pizza, bread.
The water.
Nothing. But just the water, yeah, it's just nothing's the same. It's just, I can go to a diner in Staten Island and eat a hamburger and just, like, it just, oh, my God. It just makes me drool. And I'll eat a hamburger out here, and I'm like, it's good.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. And when I go to Italian restaurants out in Jersey, it's not the same. But what was I going to say?
Well, once you find one, though, because I'm very loyal. As you know, one of my sponsors is Esposito's. Once you find one, you just stick with it. You don't ruin it by trying anything else.
Yeah, in the world's defense, though, you check yourself into everywhere. So it's, like, kind of hard to tell where you frequent because, you know, you'll check yourself in to work, and then you'll check yourself in to Esposito's, and you'll check yourself in to
Jimmy John's. Sandwich place. And
the sandwich place. Then you'll check yourself. This isn't all in the same day, by the way, guys. Just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I would have an intervention at this point. And then you check yourself into Applebee's. And then you check yourself into Jose Tejas.
Yeah.
And then you check yourself into. So it's kind of hard to tell, but whatchamacallit. I know I yelled at you about that before.
Well, right now, I'm checked in at the Damage 365 Radio Studios.
All right, so you checked into there now. But, so, I mean, this was, it was a hell of a night, and I kind of had a rough day. So, you remember, I was just kind of like, how much time do I have, because I'm running around. But after the show, during the show, I found out where we were going, and this is terrible. Like, I was not really in the mood for people that day, which is, like, terrible, because, I mean, you know, we cover the shows, we go to the shows, and, I mean, what kind of person, you know, is so into to wrestling and talking about wrestling, and you know, I kind of put myself out there. You put yourself out there, and here I am thinking to myself, I'm so antisocial today. Like, I don't want to be anywhere. I don't want to do anything. And you guys cheered me up, as you could tell, because in the beginning, before we even walked into the building, I said, where are we going afterwards? And you told me where we were going, and I went on my phone, because I'm a jerk, and I looked up the place to make sure that they had alcoholic beverages to order, which I didn't order, by the way, just letting you guys know, but that's kind of crazy because I don't drink, so you could just imagine I was just not in one of those moods. And I don't condone this whatsoever. I don't think, and I'm saying this as a lesson to everyone, that I did not partake in any alcohol beverages after the show.
Nope.
That feeling went away once you were there.
A lot of pickle eating.
A lot of pickle eating. That was good. But I didn't need it because these matches were, they brought up my spirits a whole lot. I mean, Jack Gallo and Dan Maff for the heavyweight title match. I'm not going to say spoilers but I mean, there was some title changes during it. It wasn't that match. I'm just going off tangent here. You know, there were some title changes and we will plead the fifth on all of them. There was a No Limits title match. Joey Ace versus Talon. The tag team title match.
Joey Ace had to win a match between himself, Chris Payne, Matt McIntosh, and Mike Massica to get that title shot against Talon immediately after that. So
that was a hell of a match, though. That was
what matches just to have that chance.
The No Limits match was
absolutely,
it was out of hand. And I've never seen Matt McIntosh wrestle before.
Yeah,
I remember
he
was saying, oh, you know, sometimes he comes to town, sometimes he doesn't. I have to find all of these guys on Twitter or Facebook or something so I could post their links on the VOC
Nation. I had the pleasure of watching Matt McIntosh with Superstars and Jersey Championship Wrestling. He's good. He's good. He's a independent veteran. He's been around a while. He's kind of well known out in Jersey, but he always puts on a really good show.
Yeah, I've seen like photos. You know how, you know, I just kind of catch wind of things, and I had seen photos of him, but I just never, because I see all the flyers for everything. You know what I mean? It's all eventually. Maybe it's Rob. Maybe I just don't pay attention. I just kind of scroll, but I did see the photos and I did recognize him. But he, you know, that was an unbelievable match.
Yep.
I don't want to get into too much or too many spots or spoil it for people that might buy the DVD. This is just trying to get people to buy this DVD because seeing it live, I mean, there were really no words for it.
Nah, it was good. That was a good match. And then you were getting into the champions, EY FBO, took on former champions Fala and Harley. it's a good match because, you know, Fala is a big boy, okay? He's got to be 400 pounds. He's very agile for his size. He's quick, and he's very entertaining. I mean, he's funny. I mean, just one word to describe him, he's funny. You know, he'll get hit.
Hit him in the head.
But even when he gets hit, he'll just go like, ow! You know, and then he'll hit you back. Like you hurt his feelings that you chopped.
You didn't hit any fans back, thank goodness. I'd be that person that like hits in the head.
And then you got Harley, who's like the close to 7 foot bruiser, you know, with the long hair, cutting, you know, probably like hay country, and he can move too. I mean, it's just amazing. You had two big guys in totally different aspects. Fala is the short 400 pounder, and then you got Harley, who's like this close to 7 foot, close to 300 pounds, and they move just as well as EYFBO, who are probably barely 5'9", 5'10", and they fly around the ring. So they look different, but they're very similar, and they put on a great match.
They did, and I mean, they all shook hands after the match, which was pretty cool to see. It was healthy competition. I thought it was an interesting match. And, I mean, I was into everything, though. I was just kind of like, And I was getting kind of mad at people for talking to me, but, you know, and that's what happens when you're at a local show. You see everyone you know. But it's just, I was trying to, I was really, really into the show. And I have to say I was more into it than some of the things that have been going on in the WWE lately. Like, I'm, all right, I'll say it now. I didn't watch Raw this week, right? So when they were talking about Raw on Wrestling Nation, I think they were talking about it. I kind of just stayed silent until somebody spoke to me. That's the trick with that, so I don't have to lie. But, you know, I just, I was very, very into this, this independent show, into Warriors of Wrestling.
Yeah.
You saw that I was standing, and then when something would happen, I'd do the tiptoe thing.
And then the Sadoo guys come in and they distract you during the Xbox match.
Yeah,
and then you're yelling at me. And then you're yelling at me because I wouldn't go over there and talk to them with you because I was watching the match.
Tommy and Brian, yeah, big event. November 8th, we will be there. I will be with Kev. Go to BigEventNewYork.com, BigEventNY.com. I'm sorry, I correct myself. Sting is going to be there, Kurt Angle, Scott Hall, Mickey James. I mean, I posted it. I think I posted the flyer on my Instagram. Kev, you're bringing some of the ECW originals with you.
I am. I am bringing former ECW Tag Team Champion Pitbull Gary Wolf. I am bringing that chair-swinging wackadoo, Axel Rotten. And also, I guess I might as well break it here because I didn't even break it on my show because I had to wait until I found out. But it looks like former ECW Justin Credible will be joining us as well.
Cool. Very cool. So, yeah, we'll be there. I'll be running around getting some stuff done, but we will be there. And, yes, Tommy and Brian were at the Warriors of Wrestling show. They had just come from the Luda School. You know, they're checking out some of the local shows because they were together. They're getting stuff together for the big event. And I'm talking to them, and I call Kev over to introduce them or at least to share the conversation with me so that, you know, he hears everything. I don't have to repeat myself. And Brian asked to take a photo. So I said, okay. I said, well, we'll take a photo. During the X-Pac match, right? So with X-Pac in the ring, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's what, like a three-on-three match? And, yeah, it was a three-on-three match. It was John Cannon and Scotty Antonio Rivero against X-Pac, Kid, and Benjamin Quinn. And Brian asked me, hey, you know, can we take a photo? And I said, okay, fine. You know, I'll, you know, it's cool. I've asked them to take pictures with me before just because, you know, why not? They're two of my favorite people. They're awesome. So we're taking the photo, and as we're taking the photo, and I kind of grab Tommy to get in the photo with us, and people start looking around, like, well, why are they taking the photo with this girl, right? So people are kind of, like, looking at me while X-Pac is in the ring, and I'm not saying that because I have an ego, but it's just like, you know, when Tommy and Brian came over to me, all hell broke loose. Because when you see somebody asking someone to take a photo and then they, you know, they're taking a photo and once all it takes is two people to turn around and notice, and then when other people are looking at those two people that are noticing, everyone just starts to turn around because they think something's up. And that's how trouble starts. I'm not important. So it was just kind of funny that it's just, they just caused all sorts of trouble with that show.
And I was just watching the match.
Not fair. Definitely. I saw, you know, X-Pac doing the crotch chop. I think I'm the only person that has never taken a photo or done the crotch chop in public.
Never
did the Wolfpack sign. Never did any of that. But that was a, yeah, and they did cause some pandemonium of their own at this show. So that was kind of fun. I thought that was hilarious. You know, it's like only us, you know, that happens to. But, yeah, that match was pretty cool from what I saw of it. What did you think of it?
It was a good match, and fans gave X-Pac a standing O at the end of the match, and, you know, in X-Pac fashion, he thanked the fans with some suck it.
Some suck it.
So,
I think they were supposed to be heels, though. That's what was crazy, and then the fans, and I laughed at this when they did this to Rhino at the World the Warriors of Wrestling show back in August. They started chanting, "You still got it." And, you know, Rhino's still active. You know, what is he, 30? You know, he's, like, in his 30s still. You know, upper 30s.
39.
Yeah, upper 30s. And, you know, if you still got it chant, it's like, that's supposed to be, like, for the young lion versus the old lions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I think a lot of people use it now for anybody who's no longer in the mainstream and they're back in indies. I guess kind of recognition and the way to compliment them to say that you still belong in the mainstream.
Right. Also on the card, I don't want to leave anybody out before the show ends at 9. I know it's 8:50, but I'm trying to, you never know. I saw Joey B wrestle. That was the first time I actually saw him wrestle.
Yeah, he can move. I mean, he's shaped like a fire hydrant, but he can wrestle.
I'm not going to say anything. He seems like a nice guy, you know? He is a good wrestler. It's kind of funny because my brother actually saw him wrestle back 15 years ago with my father. They had gone to a show on Senna, and I think it was at Sports Fest or something, and he was on the card. It just so happened. They saw him wrestle, so there's some 6 degrees of whatever there. So, and even if there wasn't, you know me, I'm a straight shooter. I wouldn't say anything that would, I wouldn't lie, you know what I mean? But he did put on a good match. You know, it kind of started in the beginning. They had like this whole big promo and stuff. And, you know, as he was trying to get stuff together for the show, he was out there doing his wrestling persona. He kept up the show very well. For everything that he was doing, you know, he was wrestling, he was doing promos, he was taking care of things, making sure everything was running smoothly, which it did. So, you know, props to him, man. And he wrestled Abdul Nasir.
Yeah, that cheating foreigner.
Well, what happened with that was they ended up like in a chicken fight too. That guy, yeah. Abdul. That was pretty funny. I thought that was hilarious.
He's a cheater. He's always nailing guys from behind, and he's I don't like him.
Uh-oh. Then fighting words. You might have to come to wrestling training with me. So, yeah, that happened. That was pretty cool. Joe, I won't get into how crazy the match was, but Joey B was biting him.
That was hilarious.
Yes, he was biting him, and, you know, it was just kind
of... When Hogan started biting people, and everybody's like, "What the hell is Hogan doing?"
Yeah, he was biting, and he kept doing it. He kept jumping on the middle rope and just biting the guy's face, and it was just one of those things. You know, it was pretty funny. It
some really bad blood there, bad blood there. It just Nasir's always looking to take out Joey B. He's always looking to take out anybody who's the champion who's not him. He's kind of partially responsible of why Jack Gallo and Team Torment, Jack Gallo and Cross are the co-tag team champion, co-heavyweight champions because of a match they had. So he's kind of responsible for all that. So, you know, just he's... Whatever, he's a piece of poop.
Let me see what else. There is
poop.
Poop. Jack Gallo and Dan Mask for the heavyweight title match again. We had of course the X-Pac match. We had Jason Karloff versus Casanova Valentine. That was interesting.
Casanova Valentine is like a Chachi ripoff.
Hilarious. It was so and you know what, all of the matches had kind of an adequate time to them. You know, it was just very, very not fast moving to where you lost track of things, but it was just perfectly timed. You know, it was like watching a reel of someone's best. you know how they cut down matches to make it more interesting and other clips. It was kind of like watching one of those reels, but it was happening live in front of you.
Yep.
No, right? Like, I guess that's the best way to put it.
That's what makes them good. They keep up with their times, and they're neat and fluid, and they're entertaining. So, you know, even the pre-show match with Darius Carter and Bobby Wayward, a lot of people don't even know who those guys are, but they put on a decent pre-card match. And I got to say, one thing I love about Warriors of Wrestling, they use music from the group Man of War. And
yeah.
I love Man of War. Love! I almost, you want to talk like people say marking out? I marked out to the song. The wrestling didn't even start yet.
Well, that's what
already
happened in August.
Out.
In August, you had heard it already. When I came for the first time in August, you obviously had heard it already, but you were just as excited as I am, and I was, and I was like, wait a minute, this sounds familiar. You know when you're at a show or you're anywhere and you hear a song that you're very familiar with, but since you're in a different environment, you don't put two and two together? Well, I started hearing that.
You heard it in my car.
Yes. No, so I knew it, and I was like, what is this? And there you are. Well, acting like you never heard it before, and you're still as excited as the first, you know.
Oh, hell yeah. I get excited every time I hear it. Every time they go intro, after the pre-card match, I get all psyched. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. It gets the adrenaline going. I love it.
All right, so people are tweeting me that they would like to see me wrestle, so I guess we might have to contact Joey B.
You know what? Here, I want to put out this, because nobody ever tweets me. I don't know. They're like anti-Coach Kev. I don't know. Whatever. But tweet at Mup Hits. If you want to add me on the list, at Damage Athletics, please feel free, because I read my tweets sometimes. And I would...
Maybe that's why, because you don't have an original tweet. You just retweet us that we're live. You don't have a tweet that it's like, hey, we're live on VOC Nation's Pandemonium. You know, happy Wednesday.
I'm literally running from the driveway to the studio in a gust of wind, grabbing a soda.
But that's what I'm saying. But maybe they don't realize, and they don't. When your icon comes up, they'll be like, "Oh, that's Kev." You know,
I want you guys and you ladies and you in-betweeners to let us know what Nanny's wrestling name should be.
Nanny.
Boo.
But then does that mean if I'm in training, I have to, like, if I develop a character and stuff, like, this won't go very far. But does that mean I have to do it on the show, too? Like, do I have to just completely be that person?
No, but you can do a promo. You could do a bumper for yourself.
That's weird. I don't want to bump myself.
I'm not saying anything.
They already made fun of me on the last show for something I said about if I had a character in the game that was myself, King and Eric, kind of saying that I play with myself. So
I mean, I still want a commercial. I do, but you know, like an advertisement for us. But I would totally love to like hear you in character, be like, you know, this is a little demon baby, and you're listening to VOC Nation. Pandemonium, yeah. And
Where
then you come
I
back in and you're like, hey, this is Nanny, the host.
Imagine. No.
That'd be awesome.
No, I know how to cut a promo. I know how to, which is scary because when I was with my friend and we had gone to a bar, we were joking around in the parking lot because we had just seen Thor, and I do know how to take a bump. And we were doing that in a parking lot. And what happens is when you're a mark, you don't realize you're being a mark. And people saw this as a gentleman hitting a girl in a parking lot and knocked me to the ground. Like, we were just joking around, but I took a bump in the parking lot. You had to see the people that were looking over, and I was like, no, it's fine. You know, it's joking. You know, I'm a wrestler. You know, like, we know this stuff. I'm not a wrestler. But, I mean, for the sake of them not attacking my friends, and calling the cops, you know, and it was like, all right. Like, you know, I did do it on purpose. Obviously, I was fine. But, yeah, I'm concrete, you know, parking lot, typical, you know, paint lines on either side of the card, like that kind of parking lot, you know, the obvious, the regular kind, the usual kind, but, you know, and so, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll joke about a promo on the show. Against you. I'll fight you or JT.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm no stranger to that stuff. I did box, so I do know real pain, so it's like fake pain. But, you know, it's just my neck that might get in the way, but you never know. I might just say, F it, and let's do it.
All right, dear.
All right, so... We are just about out of time. Again, check the official Pandemonium site, VOCNation.com/Pandemonium. That's all caps, Pandemonium. It's all caps. PANDEMONIUM.html. I'll post the link later. Follow Warriors of Wrestling on Twitter. What's the Twitter handle, Kev?
At Wow Pro Wrestling.
At Wow Pro Wrestling. You could check out the DVD at www.warriorsofwrestling.com. And we will see you next week. I think maybe, possibly, you never know. Again, I'm on VOC Wrestling Nation at 5:30 as well. I'm not hosting. But, you know, it's definitely a different – it's a different show. It's a different change. We talk about WWE on there. Talk about basically all sorts of weird stuff on there. But that's at 5:30, and that started today, so you can check that out. Wrestling Mark's Eric returned, and it's with me and King David Lane. So you could check that out, kind of replace Brady and Bruce, which is kind of cool. You could check Kev out on Twitter. At Damage Athletics, yes, that's the guy that I tweet all the time that doesn't tweet about this show. And you could check him out at, you know, at Damage Athletics and Spreaker.com/Damage_Athletics for his show, Damage 365, live every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Check that out. Kev, thank you for Saturday. For being so cool and, you know, shouting things during matches that make for hilarious videos on the website.
You're very welcome, and I thank you, my fellow lover of the pickle.
Don't say that. That makes you sound bad.
That's where I leave.
Oh, no. We'll see you next week, Kev. Bye. For Coach Kev and for myself, Manny, like to wish you guys a happy Wednesday night. Enjoy Impact Wrestling. That should be live right now. Check out Wrestling Nation, like I had said, the previous episode from today. And, you know, follow us on Twitter, at VOC Nation, at Muppets, at Damage Athletics. And thank you, everyone, for listening. So we'll see you next week.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down.
It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The voice of choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.